Morelli was in the kitchen, and I could tell the effort to stay calm was jacking his blood pressure into the red zone. "I didn't want anyone to steal your car," I said, "so I had an alarm installed." "It wasn't anyone you were worried about. It was me. You had a goddamn alarm installed in my goddamn car so I couldn't snatch it out from under you. It worked, too. What were you doing in our car?" "It's not our car. It's my car. I'm allowing you to drive it. I was going to get some breakfast." "Why didn't you take the van?" "Because I wanted to drive my car. I swear, when this mess gets cleared up, I'm moving to Alaska. I don't care what sort of sacrifice I have to make. I'm putting miles between us, because if I stay, I'll strangle you, and they'll get me for murder one." "Jesus, Morelli, you sound like you have PMS. You have to learn to lighten up a little. It's just a car alarm. You should be thanking me. I had it installed with my own money." "Well, shit, what was I thinking of?" "You're under a lot of strain lately." There was a knock on the door, and we both jumped. Morelli beat me to the peephole. He stepped back several paces and pulled me with him. "It's Morty Byers," he said. There was another knock on the door. "He can't have you," I said. "You're mine, and I'm not sharing." Morelli grimaced. "I'll be under the bed if you need me." I went to the door and took a look for myself. I'd never seen Morty Byers before, but this guy looked like he'd just had an appendectomy. He was close to 40, overweight, ashen-faced, and he was stooped over, holding his stomach. His sandy hair was thin, combed over the top of his balding dome, and slick with sweat. I opened the door to him. "Morty Byers," he said, extending his hand. "You must be Stephanie Plum." "Aren't you supposed to be in the hospital?" "An exploded appendix only gets you a couple hours stay. I'm back to work. They tell me I'm good as new." He didn't look good as new. He looked like he had met Vampira on the stairs. "Your stomach still hurt?" "Only when I straighten up." "What can I do for you?" "Vinny said you had my FTAs. I thought now that I was feeling okay..." "You want the paperwork back?" "Yeah. Listen, I'm sorry it didn't work out for you." "It wasn't a complete bust. I brought two of them in."